The idea of a 9-to-5 job for one company will be a chapter in human history, and that chapter is closing. It is a very unsettling future for many that enjoy the security of a stable job. What we can start to see in the data is the rise of more contract or independent-based work as the dominant form of work in the market. So I'm less likely, if I'm the CEO of a big company, to hire for that role as full-time. I'm going to opt much more for a shorter-term contract, a year, 18 months. You still might need somebody to do different things, maybe direct a bunch of AI agents, but the skills are going to change. And that's a very different type of workforce because it means you become your own CEO, right? You are an organization of one, and you apply your skills to a variety of different companies or projects. Being able to adapt to new situations, new contexts is really important. But then you also have to remember having the ability to reach up and grab new skills or to be able to continuously pivot. And so that's, I'd say, the rise of the independent era. And it's a very different future. It has many implications for things like health insurance and social security. Not everybody wants to be an independent worker. There is a lot of comfort for some people. For some people, it's their nightmare. But for others, being able to have consistency. Do we have the infrastructure in play, the policy support? I mentioned social security because I think it's really important and we don't have those safety nets.